The uncertainties of war disappear briefly in such moments. Untold journeys of peril. Days spent waiting at the busiest border crossing in western Ukraine. Finally, the joy of reuniting with loved ones. Others look on, waiting for their turn. For their people to turn up next. For their chance at a warm embrace. But at the Medyka border crossing in Poland, not all tears being shed are those of joy.
We have friends who will keep us here. I got my child and I got my sister with her child too. We left our husbands at home. I cannot talk.
For many of the people we met here, the thought of what they have been forced to leave behind is unspeakable. People arriving here from Ukraine are often exhausted and overwhelmed, but there is also a great sense of relief because everyone who's coming here from Ukraine into Poland, they know that once they are here, they will have help, they will have support, and their lives are no longer in danger from Russian soldiers. Those getting through tell of lines so long they are measured in kilometers, and delays lasting days. System crashes forcing the few Ukrainian border agents to handwrite the names of displaced people trying to leave, who now number in the thousands. And more are coming. People waiting in Poland for friends and family say the bureaucracy slowing things down is leaving vulnerable people, women, children, the elderly, out in the open.
I'm upset, I'm scared, and I have a little daughter, and I have friends in Warsaw. I need to go there, and I passed the border and I have no idea how to get there.
Their journey is not over, but Margarita and Anastasia count themselves among the lucky few who got out.
Olga! Olga!
Olga! And even with the relative chaos of makeshift aid stations along the border,
women, children, come on.
They are better off displaced in Poland than trapped in Ukraine, where events on the ground could be the beginning of a long-term conflict and many more refugees from war in Europe. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Medyka border crossing, Eastern Poland.